I'm Katia Adler, host of The Global Story. Over the last 25 years, I've covered conflicts in the Middle East, political and economic crises in Europe, drug cartels in Mexico. Now I'm covering the stories behind the news all over the world in conversation with those who break it. Join me Monday to Friday to find out what's happening, why, and what it all means. Follow The Global Story from the BBC wherever you listen to podcasts.
Zeit Gang, you like to watch new stuff, right? I mean, who doesn't? I do. Well, go to Hulu and see what's new, because Hulu has new stuff all the time, like Vanderpump Villa, the new docudrama starring Lisa Vanderpump, where first-class luxury meets world-class drama. A new season of The Kardashians starring The Kardashians, of course, and Grand Cayman, Secrets in Paradise, the sizzling new reality show set in the tropical Caribbean. It's streaming now, and it's waiting for you on Hulu.
Here's something you might not know about wireless. Sometimes what you see isn't what you get. But with Visible, what you see is what you get. Switch to Visible, the wireless company that makes wireless visible. Get a one-line plan with unlimited 5G data powered by Verizon. Just $25 per month, taxes and fees included. Switch now at Visible.com. Monthly rate on the Visible plan. For data management practices and additional terms, visit Visible.com.
There's a lot happening these days, but I have just the thing to get you up to speed on what matters without taking too much of your time. The 7 from the Washington Post is a podcast that gives you the 7 most important and interesting stories, and we always try to save room for something fun. You get it all in about 7 minutes or less. I'm Hannah Jewell. I'll get you caught up with the 7 every weekday. So follow the 7 right now.
Hello, the internet, and welcome to this episode of E equals Trend C squared, where C, of course, equals the speed of light. That is courtesy of No Clue on Discord.
Yes.
Albert
Einstein.
I mean, it's all relative. Right, it's just like Einstein said.
Yeah. God, this guy hit it. Okay, Mr. Relativity.
Nah, it's all relative. I feel like so many people have used just the word relative in there make really bad arguments. Anyways, speaking of really bad arguments, it sounds like ASAP Rocky and Rihanna got into one.
Hold on. Have we completely lost who we are?
Oh, shit.
All sense of what, where we are, what this is, who I am.
Personhood. I'm Jack. You are, of course, Miles.
Yeah, unless you're Dianne Feinstein.
Knows?
What was your... and I'm a senator? Oh, that's a sad one.
Story. Speaking of really bad arguments, this was an amazing transition, Miles. Sounds like ASAP Rocky and Rihanna got into a really bad argument because they broke up.
Yeah.
All right.
How bad? Okay, so we already know Rihanna's on the cover of fucking Vogue.
The pregnant. Star.
Okay. Cover and everyone's star. Like, wow, ASAP Rocky and her. We love to see it unless you're, you know, like really in love with either of them. They're breaking up because allegedly ASAP Rakim, he cheated on Rihanna with like the footwear designer at Fenty, allegedly. And that's why they are no more.
ASAP Rocky, whereas Twitter knows him, AP Rocky.
Yeah. For whatever, I don't know why it doesn't like recognize the dollar sign.
I'm sure there's something with people on Wall Street tweeting or something.
And right. It's like, no, you can't have a dollar sign in there or else it throws everything off. But yeah. And Twitter's doing its thing. The memes
are they doing? Whose side are they on?
The shit posts are flowing like fucking water. You already know whether people are making fun of Drake or Rihanna or fucking Rocky, whoever. And I think most people are just like, how do you fuck up so bad? Like from what we all know, Rihanna seems like a pleasant person to be with. I know she likes to smoke blunts in bathtubs. I'm like, that's perfect. We can do that all day.
Yeah.
But this guy still has to. I mean, it's celebrity, man. What is it?
Yeah.
You can really fuck your head up. Like, you can actually have a good thing and fuck it up, or maybe they're not meant to be. Who knows?
Yeah. And he's never wrong about anything. So it's, it's really surprising that this happened.
I mean, honestly, the best thing he did recently was get Trump to break him out of jail in Sweden and then not thank him.
That was cool.
That was probably the latest cool thing he did.
AP Rocky, by the way, the only AP course I was qualified to take in high school because I watched all the Rockies many times. Very, very knowledgeable.
What'd you get on that?
And definitely,
you get a 4 on that test?
I think everybody wrote some paper on Rocky IV at some point and what it said about the Cold War.
Right.
I was certainly among that number. Anyways, Anna, super producer Anna Hosnier has asked for an edit. She said, producer Brian, please remove Jack from the Zoom.
Oh, no. That's not his purview.
Anyways, Dianne Feinstein is trending. Feinstein.
Di-fi. Oh, man.
So people say it's her ability to do the job, not great right now.
It's like, it's bad. The San Francisco Chronicle has this piece where they spoke to someone who identified themselves as a Democratic member of Congress who spoke with her. And the conversation was a lot of like her not knowing this person's, like, reintroducing themselves, recycling the same kind of small talk stuff over and over again. And this person was like, you know, obviously they spoke under the condition of like anonymity, was just so spooked out by this, like that they're, you know, this has been a thing that many people have talked about for, this isn't new. The like the talk around whether or not she's still fit to, you know, just be senator or be someone who's going to be in their solidly in their 90s as a senator. Should she have retired like in 2018 and Kevin DeLeon should have came? Yes. Everyone's like, why are you running again? Especially when we saw the kind of fight she put up in certain fucking Supreme Court confirmation hearings. So yeah, now a lot of people are, you know, like now the talk is fully out there and saying like, what's what to do here? Because it's clear that, you know, people are trying to defend her, but it doesn't help. Like I've someone who's seen this happen with people in their own family. When this kind of cognitive decline begins, it's I know that it's like it's you want to help the person feel that they like things aren't a matter or whatever. But at a certain point, you really have to do have to look out for what is actually the best thing for this person. And I think having someone be wandering around DC as a senator rather than like, I don't know, spending time with your family and just like chilling out, convalescing, that might be a better, you know, ending to that story.
The potential replacement that that was, you know, people were suggesting, are they, yeah, I guess I'm just trying to figure out if Dianne Feinstein, a fully functional, or Dianne Feinstein not able to do the job, which one is better for the sum total good of the people of California?
I think, look, just step aside, let the governor pick your replacement.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
And just, yeah, just go get, take care of yourself. Because I remember, I mean, you remember, like, I feel it was, I think it was Amy Coney Barrett's confirmation or Kavanaugh where she was like, thank you so much Lindsey Graham for this, and we were like, what the fuck, you don't even know mm-hmm. what's at stake anymore.
Mm.
So yeah.
Yeah, Elon Musk is trending, and it's always good to see him getting a little more attention. Oh, yeah. A little more press.
As Vice describes him, someone with terminal main character syndrome.
Terminal for us, not for him. He's going to be up in Elysium. He'll
be just fine.
But so he's, you know, there was the situation where he was like revealed to be one of the largest individual investor in Twitter, and then got mad because he was only offered a seat on the board, I guess. He was like, no. So now he's coming back with a $43 billion offer to just buy Twitter outright.
And this can, it looks like this could get ugly.
Oh, yeah?
Well, because now this is clearly, if he's trolling, he's trolling. If he's serious, then this could be, you know, looks like a like hostile takeover, basically. And then it sounds like people at Twitter now are developing, quote, poison pill strategies in defense. to like keep him from fully buying everything out to wrest control of Twitter.
So what would a poison pill strategy be? Is it like the one in Game of Thrones with Joffrey? Like that
I believe
one?
So. Yeah, they're going to have okay. him drink from a weird goblet, and then he's mm-hmm. just going to be like a pukey mess in the boardroom.
So, but yeah, it seems like this is all spite based, right? Like,
yeah, and I think for him too, he's thinking like, oh, this is what the people want. They want me at the helm of Twitter, so then like they know this shit's fucking free to do whatever you want, say whatever you want, and be, you know, free speech platform. But so many people, like, I mean, even when you look at like what the sort of tone on Twitter is, it's like, dude, the second this guy, if he owns Twitter, we're going somewhere else. Now, I don't know if where somewhere else is
truth.
Because people have put so much energy into Twitter or whatever, but I'm sure, you know, that if someone's being a little proactive and they see that he's actually going to buy Twitter, that maybe some other, you know, truth social brained person is like, what we need is an alternative for people. But I feel like people might leave. Not everyone's a huge Elon Musk fan. I don't know what would happen based on like what, you know, new initiatives he would bring to the company, but
just to be nice to Elon Musk would be the, it seems like the main
yeah
one.
Or you know what, fuck it, like I'll just get banned on day three when I'm talking shit about him, like fuck it, I don't care.
Yeah.
I'll release myself from it's like everyone does like Twitter seppuku and they're just like, you know what, if I'm gonna go out, it's like this, you
right
know? Elon's here, it sucks anyway, and you know what, this would be a sweet release for me. I no longer have to interact with the hell site.
Twitter's, I think, CEO, one of the, you know, big people at Twitter was like, well, don't worry, we're going to make the decision that like is correct for the company and the company's shareholders, which is, of course, as we talked about, like putting Elon Musk's name next to a company's name in a story because of the market dynamics at Wall Street. The thing that is good is continuing to have his name associated with your company. So I feel like that's not as reassuring as maybe they thought it was going to be.
We'll see, man. Whatever you do, well, I guess we'll just, you know, we're powerless when billionaires want to fucking do whatever they do. So we'll stand by and comment.
Let's take a quick break. We'll be right back.
I'm Katya Adler, host of The Global Story. Over the last 25 years, I've covered conflicts in the Middle East, political and economic crises in Europe, drug cartels in Mexico. Now I'm covering the stories behind the news all over the world in conversation with those who break it. Join me Monday to Friday to find out what's happening, why, and what it all means. Follow The Global Story from the BBC wherever you listen to podcasts.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with a king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
Hey, here's something you might not know about wireless. Sometimes what you see isn't what you get. But with Visible, what you see is what you get. Switch to Visible, the wireless company that makes wireless visible. Get a one-line plan with unlimited 5G data powered by Verizon, just $25 per month, taxes and fees included. Visible is the wireless company that makes wireless visible. No hidden fees, no really. Save on wireless with unlimited 5G data powered by Verizon. You don't need more than one line of wireless to save. Just switch to Visible at Visible.com. Save on wireless without the hassle. Switch to Visible today and save at Visible.com. Monthly rate on the Visible plan. For data management practices and additional terms, visit visible.com.
Finding the right news podcast can feel like dating. It seems promising until you start listening.
When you hit play on Post Reports, you'll get fascinating conversations and sometimes a little fun too. I'm Martine Powers.
And I'm Elahe Azadi. Martine and I are the hosts of Post Reports. The show comes out every weekday from The Washington Post.
You can follow and listen to Post Reports wherever you get your podcasts. It'll be a match, I promise.
I'm Katya Adler, host of The Global Story. Over the last 25 years, I've covered conflicts in the Middle East, political and economic crises in Europe, drug cartels in Mexico. Now I'm covering the stories behind the news all over the world in conversation with those who break it. Join me Monday to Friday to find out what's happening, why, and what it all means. Follow The Global Story from the BBC wherever you listen to podcasts.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
Hey, here's something you might not know about wireless. Sometimes what you see isn't what you get. But with Visible, what you see is what you get. Switch to Visible, the wireless company that makes wireless visible. Get a one-line plan with unlimited 5G data powered by Verizon, just $25 per month, taxes and fees included. Visible is the wireless company that makes wireless visible. No hidden fees, no really. Save on wireless with unlimited 5G data powered by Verizon. You don't need more than one line of wireless to save. Just switch to Visible at Visible.com. Save on wireless without the hassle. Switch to Visible today and save at Visible.com. Monthly rate on the Visible plan. For data management practices and additional terms, visit Visible.com.
Hey, this is Christina Quinn. I'm the host of Try This, the Washington Post's new series of audio courses. The idea behind Try This is to become better functioning humans without having to comb the internet for countless hours. In our first course, we learned how to sleep better. Now, we're going to learn how to make our friendships stronger. I'll offer expert tips that are doable, and I'll keep it short. So let's do this. Class is in session. Find Try This from the Washington Post wherever you listen.
And we're back. And there's a new reality show on Netflix that seems pretty intriguing. It's called Old Enough, and it is children 3 to 5 running adult errands for their parents. The clip I saw was a 3-year-old going to the grocery store and being shitty at food shopping seemed to be the overall. It's just like, kids are cute. Seems to be the overall thrust of the show.
This was a big Japanese show. It's funny because this is like, it reminds me of when like Power Rangers came out in the US, because that shit was on like when I was like 4 in the 80s, and then like in the 90s it showed up. I'm like, this shit from years ago. And this one in Japan, it's called Hajimete no Otsukai, which is like your first errand, you know, the first time going out to do some shit like as a big kid. And it's like, you know, normally the show, I think they cut it down. I've read that they cut it down to like 15 minutes or something.
Yeah.
Like each episode. Because it used to be, they used to be like an hour long special, basically, with like all this commentary from like a studio full of like Japanese like entertainers and like media personalities and shit like that. Because everyone's like watching like, oh my God, the baby's so brave. But I get that like taking all that out won't hurt the American audience as much because they won't know how interesting that commentary is.
The clip I watched, I did not enjoy it. So I'm not sure if I'm just, I have enough of cute kids being bad at doing adult things in my daily life. But
wait, so you were low-key getting angry that the kids sucked at food shopping? Like,
no, I was just it just felt very, very much unremarkable to me.
Oh, interesting.
Well, and the stuff they're saying is like the people are like, oh my God, he just asked for where the flowers are. And,
right. And I'm sure a lot of it, it's interesting too, because the satisfaction of I would get out of it watching it in Japan is you can speaking Japanese, just the way the kids talk already kind of works on you because you understand what they're saying. So if there's not a shared language, I get that if you distill it down, you're like little kids going off and doing a first adventure. I get that proposition, but there is something to also understanding the language that I think elevates it a little bit.
Yeah, I bet.
But there are other ones too, where it's so funny. I saw some comments where people this is really alarming that they would just let these kids walk around. And it's first of all, don't compare these societies because this Japan is one that's takes care of each other. That's sort of the deal. And kids are very independent very early on because it's so safe. And, other people is it? How is this production company able to do this? What if something happens? The deal is there are producers fucking flanking around these kids on camera, the Secret Service, you wouldn't believe. They're not in any real danger. They're very good at, there's one episode too where there was a special, they were pointing out all the people that were seemingly just people out in public, but were actually production people that were pretending just so they could keep an eye on the kid.
Right. Of course.
But yeah, it's fun.
That reminds me of the joke from the Oscars that I saw on social media.
What about G.I. Jane 2?
Yeah. Did you see that? And then Will Smith, apparently. No, it was they made a joke about not knowing who Kirsten Dunst was. And they... people were how dare she not act like she doesn't know who that is? And it was that's the fucking joke, you idiots. It's not even sarcasm. a second level. It's they don't understand the very first level of the very first thought you have while watching this is this is cool, and obviously they have set it up so that these three-year-olds are not going to wander into traffic.
Otherwise, the show would be is this kid going to get absolutely crushed or succeed? It's cutie kid wandering the earth show.
Right. Hashtag no jets for Turkey is trending. What's going on?
It sounds like a band, but it's a sentiment on Twitter because, right now, Turkey is not sanctioning Russia. A lot of people are saying looks like you're actually providing a haven for oligarchs to put their wealth and kind of doing the opposite of what we need to try and bring some semblance of peace to Ukraine. And now there's talk of a proposed arms deal for jets and American jets and shit like that. And now, many people are rightly pointing out, they're don't entertain this.
Right.
We already give, but I don't know, how you're going to shut off the military industrial complex. I'm sure they'll find a reason. They're it in long term, it made sense to do this $1 billion arms deal. But yeah, despite the lack of coverage, and I think that slow, the Ukraine situation is slowly and slowly, you can tell it's apparently not doing enough numbers on the news. So it's not talked about as much. But I think, there's one of the biggest criticisms that was happening the last weekend that the Ukrainians were pointing out was look, even if you sanction them, you're buying so much fucking energy and gas that it does nothing really. It's not really helpful. And, to compare that, for the amount of aid that was sent to Ukraine from other countries, to the amount of about $1 billion from the EU, they spent 45 on gas.
With Russia?
Yeah. So it's that's an imbalance.
The EU did?
Yeah, because they're so energy dependent on natural gas. that it's like, well, we don't have the time to completely switch our switch up our energy mix, which is a very, you know, I think that's why, again, people are talking about energy independence and what that means, because when you're in a situation like that, the person that you're trying to, you know, coerce into, you know, putting their arms down or negotiate with is like, the fuck you gonna do? Freeze to death without this gas? Get the fuck out of here.
All right. And we have one more, another entry from the Tennessee Republicans telling us they're Nazis Hall of Fame. This is a Tennessee Republican trying to tell an inspiring story about Adolf Hitler.
Yeah. That's why Hitler bootstraps is trying to. Let's
Jesus.
Just hear this attempt at trying to further make the unhoused seem like they're less than.
I want to give you a little history on homelessness.
Uh-oh.
1910, Hitler decided to live on the streets for a while. So for 2 years, Hitler lived on the streets and practiced his oratory and his body language, and then went on to lead a life that got him in the history books. So a lot of these people, it's not a dead end. They can come out of these homeless camps and have a productive life, or in Hitler's case, a very unproductive life. I support this bill.
Okay.
I'm sorry. So, be cruel to unhoused people because they might be the next Hitler?
So first of all, the bill which they were voting on, which the debate was around, that was a guy named Senator Frank Nicely. HB 0978, which is about criminalizing the act of solicitation or camping next to a highway, like on or off ramp.
Make that a crime.
Yes, exactly. But the thing is, this guy stood up to and defended this bill. That's how he got into it.
Got it.
Which I'm like, okay, so I'm sorry, you're making it harder because they live on the streets. Then it's like Hitler to win.
Hitler had it too good, and that's why he turned out to be so.
Like way to completely treat Adolf Hitler like some obscure jazz musician that no one's heard of for the sake of your fucked up anecdote. Like you're talking about the Third Reich, the extermination of millions, and World War II, but go on. And he got himself in the history books.
Got himself in them history books.
Holy
so cool.
Shit. So, you know,
just local Tennessee politicians, or I guess state politicians, not local politicians, but state politicians are just truly what a world. Every video I see from there is pretty wild.
Because the state legislatures and senates are where the grossest shit happens. You know what I mean? And you're like, okay, well, the camera ready people are on the Hill. And then the absolute ghoul fest happens at the state level. I mean, you look at all of so many states and you look at the rot that happens, like economically, it starts with what the state legislatures are doing too. So it's, you know, look at that, because that's actually kind of what this whole thing looks like. It's not the people who like, no, you can't talk about Hitler on like MSNBC. It's the people who are like, yeah, you can talk about Hitler in here, but make it a good bootstraps story.
Right. Well, they're going to keep cranking out the hits, I have a feeling, unfortunately. Tennessee Republicans. What a crew. All right. Well, those are some of the things that are trending on this Thursday afternoon. We're back tomorrow with a whole ass episode of the show. Until then, be kind to each other. Be kind to yourselves. Get the vaccine. Don't do nothing about white supremacy. And we will talk to y'all tomorrow. Bye.
Bye.
I'm Katya Adler, host of The Global Story. Over the last 25 years, I've covered conflicts in the Middle East, political and economic crises in Europe, drug cartels in Mexico. Now I'm covering the stories behind the news all over the world in conversation with those who break it. Join me Monday to Friday to find out what's happening, why, and what it all means. Follow The Global Story from the BBC wherever you listen to podcasts.
Here's something you might not know about wireless. Sometimes what you see isn't what you get. But with Visible, what you see is what you get. Switch to Visible, the wireless company that makes wireless visible. Get a one-line plan with unlimited 5G data powered by Verizon. Just $25 per month, taxes and fees included. Switch now at Visible.com. Monthly rate on the Visible plan. For data management practices and additional terms, visit Visible.com.
Zeit Gang, you like to watch new stuff, right? I mean, who doesn't? I do. Well, go to Hulu and see what's new, because Hulu has new stuff all the time, like Vanderpump Villa, the new docudrama starring Lisa Vanderpump, where first-class luxury meets world-class drama. A new season of The Kardashians, starring The Kardashians, of course, and Grand Cayman, Secrets in Paradise, the sizzling new reality show set in the tropical Caribbean. It's streaming now, and it's waiting for you on Hulu.
Rev up your thrills this summer at Cedar Point on the all-new Top Thrill 2. Drive the sky on the world's tallest and fastest triple-launch vertical speedway. And now, for a limited time, get more Cedar Point fun for less with our limited-time bundle for just $49.99. Get admission, parking, and all-day drinks for one low price. But you better hurry, because this bundle won't last long. Save now at cedarpoint.com.